And we are in the studio this morning with 2SER's most wonderful, amazing, fantastic archivist. Her name is Liz Dufresne. She's come in this morning because we're going to try something new. It is 2SER's 40th birthday this year, and we are taking a look back at the history of the station. One thing that Liz has been doing for us is looking through boxes and boxes of archival material that we've had stored at the station. And so what we thought we would do is bring in a new item every single week to explore and unpack and celebrate as well. So Liz, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi Jess, how you doing?
I am so excited because the context in which I saw these boxes at first were old ratty boxes. Yep. I didn't know what was in them and I thought, good grief.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
What have we done? Yep. But you've worked magic, waved wands over it all, and you found some really cool stuff.
Yeah, and look, I have to credit where credit's due. It wasn't just me. There was a team. So what happened? 46 boxes living in the basement at 2SER in various states of disrepair.
Basement is a kind word for what we have. I call it a dungeon.
Well, it's downstairs. There's all of the stairs, under all of the stairs. And so with these, it was 46 odd boxes. We got a teeny weeny grant. So I'm in the School of Communications over at UTS.
Yeah.
We got a teeny weeny grant from the Centre for Public History
who
fabulously said, take some money to get a research assistant who will go through the boxes and just begin do a basic catalogue. So this amazing research assistant, Chris Comerford, went through and just made a list of things.
Gosh.
And what was lovely about him was that he had enough self-discipline to look in a box, label it and keep moving, because I can't do that. I see something shiny and I get distracted, and there are so many beautiful shiny things in 46 boxes and 40 years worth of stuff. You can imagine there's just so much gold. So once Chris went through and sort of labelled what we had, I've since then been able to go in and start deep diving. And we find some stuff that is just obviously treasure, some stuff that's maybe trashy treasure, maybe some stuff that's just trash, I don't know. But we're going to go through and try and make as much sense of it as we can, and also try and fill in the gaps, because there are some beautiful pieces that just don't, we're not really sure what they are or where they've come from or who they are. So maybe that's where.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing this morning too. Yep. We're trying to fill some gaps. So, yep. Liz, you've got something sitting on the table in front of us this morning.
Yep.
It is a box,
yep,
kind of, a small box.
Yeah, it's like it's an archive documenty box.
Yep.
It's kind of brown, beautiful, appealing, and it's got in green writing, listening post. Now, listening post, for people that don't remember, was the 2SER radio guide. It used to come out monthly. And in this box looks to be all the production notes for the listening post issue for the 10th anniversary.
Amazing.
So October 1989.
Wow.
Yeah.
89.
Yeah.
30 years, just shy of 30 years old.
That's right. Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we've got this incredible box in front of us, and it's full of everything, really, that's gone into this edition of the listening post.
Yeah, so what's weird, there's a bunch of pictures and illustrations and other documents that have gone into the production of the magazine. So what I find really interesting is these lovely black and white photos that say, this is to go to page 17 or this is to go to page 23, with notes around reduce or enlarge or, you know, those types of things. What's missing, sadly for us, is details like who's in the pictures, when the pictures were taken, what they're of.
Yeah.
So that might be really nice if we can maybe see if we can fill in some of those gaps.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do, everybody, is we're going to put these photos on our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram. You can hit us up on all of the socials. We are at 2SER across all of the platforms. So if you know anyone in these photos, who they are, when they are, what they're doing, we'd love to hear from you.
If you are in those photos.
If you were in those photos,
own it.
The hairstyles, amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know. We want to hear your stories, and we want to know what was going on at 2SER in October 1989.
Yeah, yeah.
This is amazing. Now, there's also some other stuff in there that we wanted to talk about too.
Yeah, so there's also some beautiful illustrations, like cartoony things. And as you go through the final magazine itself, you can see they're used to illustrate stories. They all look like they're in the same kind of style, but there's no detail about who drew these.
Okay.
So that's something else that would be really fantastic to know, apart from the fact that we could sit back and say, oh, who were you, amazing drawing person? Let's acknowledge you and name you.
Yeah.
What's happened? Have
exactly.
you gone on to do amazing things?
Yeah.
Have you crawled back under a rock? Have you joined the big radio station in the sky?
Who
it'd be
knows?
Lovely to kind of be able to trace those a bit too.
Absolutely. And we're going to pop some pages from the listening post up on all of our socials as well if you want to check it out. There's really some amazing photos. My favourite photo, Liz, you have in your hands right now.
Oh, yes. The gentleman who looks to be fixing the receiver on the top of, well, it says the top of what was, is now the UTS tower, the big kind of Jenga block.
Yeah.
He's not got a lot of safety gear, it's fair to say, and he's pretty high up. So
he's got no safety gear.
He's got no safety gear.
He's got a nice trouser combination on.
Yes, he does a short short. What's interesting too is whatever he's fixing, there looks like lots of wires and things. Apart from no wires to hang on to him, don't know what happens if he accidentally on purpose touches something live or something like that, but that's kind of OH&S 1989 style.
Yeah.
So it does say, oh, there is a name on the back here.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if that's the name of the gentleman. So maybe
we'll have to dig.
Yeah,
we need you guys to help us dig, see what it is.
That's right.
So you've been through this box. Mm. What's your favourite thing you found in the box? I know it's like a really hard question.
Yeah, that picture's pretty lovely. It's the cartoons for me.
Yeah.
I think so. I've got one in my hand at the moment that just looks like it's been somebody with a little art line, you know, pen. Yeah. And maybe that's all it was just the office doodler, so to speak. It's just a gorgeous little picture of a person with their radio. The caption is serious listening. And it's just that really kind of nice as a little light bulb. And it's just something really kind of little and beautiful. It's kind of, it's almost kind of Michael Lunig.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't
I
think it's
that,
a Lunig, but it's that kind of
style.
And it's also the type of thing that if we were making this today, would somebody bother doing this? Or would you just go straight and pull something off, you know?
Shutterstock.
Totally. Yeah. So it's a real kind of lost
art form.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And a lost way to kind of capture 2SER.
Absolutely.
So I really, really like that one. There's also one more to this lovely lady who looks like she's part of Public Broadcasting Week in May 1989. No idea who she is. Big long hair. She's not listed in the article that corresponds or anything. So I just, again, I'd love to know who she is.
This
and what
is
her
like
story
the
is.
Most romantic vision of 2SER2 trying to look for lost loves.
This is true.
I think it's wonderful. Yeah. It's wonderful. And this is such a beautiful insight too as to what the station was doing in 1989 and who was there. These people are vibrant. They look passionate. Yeah. They look really like they were in love with making radio.
True. And this kind of push for public broadcasting is really interesting, I think, too, because, you know, we're at a situation where something like public broadcasting doesn't necessarily get the acknowledgement it deserves, not just what it does now, but also the legacy. Like all of these people, and the other thing we can go through too, the opening of this magazine, there's a list of everybody that was working at the station at the time.
Yeah.
So where have these people gone on to, and what did their time at 2SER do for them? Like how was the training wheels?
Yeah.
You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? Absolutely.
So it's been the training wheels for journalists and radio makers for 40 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot of training wheels that have been attached to people's careers.
That's right.
So, I think that this is wonderful. This is a beautiful first item for us to look at. As I said, everyone, photos, they're going to be online, 2SER, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check them out and let us know. Help us fill in the gaps.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Liz, thanks for joining us this morning.
A pleasure.